Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this May 16th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rumbalski, Community Development Educator with Wood County University, Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. Kayla's got some great stuff for us to talk about today. Looking forward to it. Really excited to talk to our good friend Jillian Alekna with us right now, Marketing and Events Coordinator Director with Visit Rome. And we want to send a gigantic shout-out to our friends in Nakusa, Port Edward State Bank, sponsoring the segment here. We always love them and appreciate them sponsoring this and giving us a chance to discover the Rome area a little bit more, Jill. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Appreciate the time as always. And Jillian, but when we wrap up today, I'd like to spend just a moment talking about this visitor's guide that you have on your website.
Yeah.
I think it's a great feature and I want to remind everybody about it, but we got a lot to cover.
We got to dive right in.
And it kicks off this Friday. It kicks off tomorrow.
Tomorrow starts the summer farmers market season in Rome. Mm-hmm. It's our opening day. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. every Friday, thus forward. Mm-hmm. The summer market season is back. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies.
It's a great way to not only support our ag industry, so much of our creative industry. They have so many great vendors and so many different things that they offer. And it's something fun to do during the summer, too.
It really is. And as we get further and further into the summer season, you are going to see more vendors or different kinds of vendors. Mm-hmm. So your veggie or fruit vendors might not be there at this first one or even the first two or three, but mm-hmm. once we get into June, July, you can expect to see those.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun to see some of that too. Is there room for more vendors? If vendors are hearing this out there, should they reach out to the farmers market and find out more?
Personally, I don't know. Mm. However, you can reach out to romefarmersmarket@gmail.com mm-hmm. and get in contact with Carly. And she'd probably have more info than I personally have.
You're going to have to talk to her anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well reach out. Might as well. That's great. Again, that is going kicks off this Friday and every Friday, the Rome Farmers Market. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And where's the specific location for the Farmers Market?
It is the Rome Town Center or the Rome Business Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two names, same place.
Same place. Beautiful place, too.
Yes.
And then this Saturday, we were talking about this on our morning show earlier. The 5th annual Dove's Nest fundraiser at Camelot on the Lake.
Yeah.
This is not only a wonderful event, an event that we have already in its first 5 years become a mainstay in that area and for our communities. But I have to say that us here at the station, this one is close to our heart. The family joined us as they were just getting this going and really trying to fundraise to be able to do events like this. Mm-hmm. And we just had some really good moments with them. Really appreciate the Dove family being able to take this and turn it into this. Take what happened to them and what happened to their family and then turn it into this. It's beautiful. It's one of the coolest things we see in people and families around here. And this is a fun event with some great music.
Yeah. So there is, like James said, awesome entertainment from DJ Fish, Still Reckless, and from 8 to 11 at night is Chris Cruzy? Yes. So if you ever watched The Voice, he was on that show.
Mm-hmm. Chris has joined us on the air. He's performed at a couple of places around here in town. Loves this area. This area loves him.
Yeah.
It's always fun to have artists like that around. And Still Reckless, DJ Fish, also very good.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know that all the money that you spend or whatever you put into this, it's an investment.
It is.
It's an investment in Dove's Nest and them continuing to do the great work that they're doing over mm-hmm. there. So like a lot of events coming up this summer, not only can you have a good time, have fun, but know in your heart that you are also putting back into your community.
Yeah,
it's a pretty
exactly.
win. That's a definition of a win-win. That's pretty cool. Again, the 5th annual Dove's Nest fundraiser happening at Camelot on the Lake this Saturday. Be sure to check it out from 10 to 11.
Yes.
And then Saturday, also this Saturday, got a meat raffle. These are really becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, they are. This meat raffle is at Cal's Corner in Rome. It'll be from noon to about 2 p.m. Tickets will start being sold at noon. The raffle begins at 1 p.m. sharp, so mm-hmm. get there if you want some meat, I guess.
Yeah. You just don't know what you might win or what they might have up there for you to win and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a fun idea. We know how popular raffles are in this area. I joke with a lot of our friends that are starting events and they're getting them going. What should we have? Raffle. Have a raffle.
Yes.
Like every event should have a raffle and people will show up. They love raffles. And the idea of a meat raffle, it's been a really creative idea to see in the last couple of years develop.
It has been.
We love talking about DJ Trivia and we got that coming up for you.
Yeah. So this coming Wednesday, May 22nd, and every Wednesday is DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. That'll be from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Trivia is free. Always free, always fun. Mm-hmm. But there are gift cards for first through third place if you're feeling competitive.
Yeah. And that's kind of fun. I like that they add that. And again, they DJ Lucas does a DJ Bingo, DJ Trivia, and DJ Bingo, same guy, does an amazing job with those. It's a fun one. And again, one of those things to look forward to, especially you're looking for something during the middle of the week to have fun and get you out of the house a little bit. From 7 to 8:30, enjoy DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. They're also, Hoozles at the Lakes is hosting an event every Friday.
Yeah, so that's every other Friday from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Like you mentioned before, DJ Bingo.
Yeah.
Also free to play. Raffles and fun prizes with your host, Lucas. He does both of them.
Yeah, Lucas does a great job with
he
these.
He does.
He has a lot of fun with it, too. Mm-hmm. He really enjoys himself, and that just contagious. Yeah, everybody ends up enjoying themselves. Again, more things for you to do. And while maybe not everybody can attend some of these big events that we have all summer long, these kind of consistent ones,
you
might be able to show up to a couple or not all of them and give yourself new plans, make some new friends and all that. I keep bringing up the making the friends thing because I've heard from a number of listeners and I've heard from a number of our guests on the shows here. Like, you know, it just seems to get I don't run into people anymore. I don't run into new people. And they come in and then they talk about an event. And
yeah.
Well, this is how you meet people. This is how you run into new people and make new friends and everything. It gets harder as an adult to do those things.
It does.
This is a way to do it. This is a great way to do it and have fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 25th, a wonderful event kicking off for the first time. I'm very excited about this. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, it's the first annual Dash for the Dogs fundraiser.
Okay, you had me at dogs.
Yes. Calling all canines and faithful companions, we're proud to announce the first annual Dash for the Dogs event and fundraiser, starting and ending at Up North Brewing Company, 304 Matterhorn Trail. Come join us in celebrating good times with our furry friends. All proceeds of this event will benefit the Rome Police Department's future canine unit. Mm. Registration will start at 9 a.m., I should say. Mm. The dog walk or run, depending on what your dog wants to do, I guess. that'll start at 10. And then from 11 to 1 p.m. will be live music, raffles, food and beverage. You can pre-register online. We have a little ticket on our Visit Rome website.
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh my gosh, I can't make it to this event, but really still want to help out, we do have a donation spot right next to the ticket spot.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a great thing to keep in mind. I see you can maybe get a shirt and bandana.
We just closed those orders yesterday, but we did order a few extras. So if you're like, I really need one, get there at 8:59 lineup and 9 o'clock on the dot. Boom.
We have our sheriff's department and their police departments join us on midday all the time. And one of the fun things we've been able to do is not only talk to the canine units and some of these officers, but really get our audience and even myself to understand a little bit more of how important this unit is and how every police department deserves to have one. Our friends in Rome working very hard, taking care of a big area. Even here in town, in Rapids, the canine unit is very vital and very important.
Mm-hmm.
I got to think in the Rome area, it could be very useful and helpful for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, I think everybody in their head pops in, you know, the pullover and the dog coming out and sniffing the car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk to our canine units, one of the bigger things in our area in central Wisconsin is finding lost seniors or children or some of these things. I'm like, let's help them do that. This is a chance to do that. And again, have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun. And I should say, shout out to Up North Brewing. They're newer and they've been around a great idea to bring this in. This is a smart move by them, not only to help the community, but also bring people over to, you know, Up North Brewery and check things out. That's pretty cool. It's a fun event. And again, that is coming up Saturday, May 25th, the first annual Dash for the Dogs fundraiser. Find out more, and you can even register at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. Shermalot Water Ski Show coming up. Oh, and this is a different one.
Change their theme every year. This year's theme is 3001 Space Odyssey. So
nice.
Instead of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah, well played. Well
yes.
played.
Yes. That'll be from 6:30 to about 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Come down to the Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the Shermalot Ski Team performance. Shows are held every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area.
Which is a beautiful area.
Yes, it really
is. I love that area. Some of the spots that I first learned to swim were over in that area and everything. So that's, you already got that going for you. It's a great event, and it's a great way to support these great artists, yes. skiers and everything, and the cool stuff that they're doing. Helps them get ready for the tournament that we got coming up this summer. That's going to be a fun event. We'll be sure to be highlighting that throughout the summer, reminding people about it.
Yeah, and I encourage you to go to their website or their Facebook page for the most up-to-date water ski show times. Mm-hmm. I know I mentioned every Saturday, but sometimes they do have, I believe, a Wednesday one is somewhere.
They've got a couple different ones spread out.
They do.
We'll be certainly talking on in our morning shows as well, highlighting it. Wow, we already into June. We got a big one coming up right on the 1st of June.
Yeah, Saturday, June 1st from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. is the Spring into Summer event sponsored by DRAFT, which is Discover Rome Area Family Trails.
Great name.
It's a 5K fun run or walk or 10-mile bike ride starting at 1 p.m., departing from Up North Brewing Company. We kind of have a theme going there.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have food trucks from 2 to 6 p.m. from El Taco Social, Subway, King Cone Ice Cream, and Sweet Sip Coffee.
Oh, a little something for everybody. That's great.
Music from Yellow Pellet from 3 to 6 p.m. And then raffles and outdoor games throughout the day.
It's a really good event. This is going to be a lot of fun. Again, another one of those events that you can either run or walk and take in. And the mile bike ride is well part of it.
Yeah, and best part is it's completely free. So you don't have to pre-register, don't have to put money down. It's just a nice way to get outside, enjoy Rome and all its beauty.
I really like this. This is a great idea by DRAFT. It's a really fun idea, and it's a great way to celebrate the area, get people maybe seeing some things that they didn't even know was there, or maybe revisiting some stuff that they haven't in a while. That's a great idea. That'll kick off Saturday, June 1st from 1 to 6. Also in June, coming up that Friday, Southbound, one of our favorites.
Yes, Southbound concert at the Rome Town Center Bandshell from 5 to 8:30 p.m., and actually, this is the first official event at the Bandshell.
It is.
So we'll be having a ribbon cutting ceremony at 6:15 p.m. that night. Food trucks from 5 to 6:30, and the concert itself will be 6:30 to 8:30.
I do this a lot, and I always mean to, but I in my head, I should say, I got to be at this event. I want to see that opening. I want to see that ribbon cutting, and I love Southbound. Great band. This is a fun event. This is going to be a good one. And what a great way to kick off the Bandshell.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, as Jillian mentioned, there'll be food trucks down there. So, you know, it's around dinner time you're going to be having this. So, wait, you know, save your dinner.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get some dinner at one of those food trucks and take in and celebrate this great event. That is going to be a good one. Friday, June 7th, Southbound concert to celebrate the ribbon cutting and ceremony of the Rome's Bandshell. Saturday, June 8th. Another one of these fun runs that we got. Yeah.
Yeah. The Monroe Prairie ATV UTV Club Dice Run. That'll be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event begins and ends at Bighorn Bar and Grill. There are cash prizes for first and second high rollers, possibly third, depending on the number of registered people, plus the cash prize for low roller. So the run will consist of over 20 predetermined stops. You may choose to visit three or as many as time will allow. At each stop, participants must get their scorecard stamped. Once you return to the event, your scorecard will be converted into a number of dice you will roll, or dies, max of 7. The dots on your roll will equal the total score, and prizes are 80% cash payout, that 20% benefiting the Monroe County ATV Club building project.
Yeah, yeah, it's a complicated one in some ways. It's also a really fun and important one.
It is.
It's a great event, and I always appreciate you sharing these with us, Jillian, and you and the Visit Rome Bureau celebrating and really bringing attention to some events like this. Our ATV UTV clubs out there are always looking for new members and new people to be a part of them and keep the spirit of that alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great event to be able to do that. We also have our Saturday, June 8th, the Rome Annual State of the Lakes Luncheon.
Yes.
Again, another one of those events that is becoming more and more popular as it goes along.
Yeah, it is. So that's held at the Rome Town Hall from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There is free food and door prizes, so we suggest you come early.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to the Rome Town Hall and listen to expert speakers providing information on our lakes, what we do, and what we do to keep them beautiful for years to come.
Yeah, it's a chance to be able to, you're not reading an article, you're not hearing somebody talking about it, you're right in the same room with them, being able to get this information. And we've talked so much about water and water quality and so many of these subjects. I know how much people care about it. What a great opportunity to be able to hear that right from the horse's mouth, if you will, and talking to people in the same room with them. It's a nice opportunity and a great idea. Wednesday, June 12th, the Rome Garden Club meeting.
Yeah, so they have a meeting pretty much once a month. I think there's a few repeats.
Mm-hmm.
But 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., this meeting's topic will be dividing and sharing perennials. Discussion will be led by Jennifer Fain, and there will be group sharing, hands-on activity. So,
yeah.
If you're a gardener, this is where you want to be.
Yeah, and as the Rome gardeners or master gardeners, any of them will say, whether you're a novice or you've been doing this forever, they welcome you. They always welcome people to these events. It's a fun one. Saturday, June 15th, a Rome Snow Bandits. Wait a minute, what's a Rome Snow Bandits? It's June. What's going on?
Yeah, we make our own snow, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Snow Bandits Classic Car and Snowmobile Show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be over 150 beautiful classic cars and snowmobiles, food, refreshments, raffles, door prizes, face painting, and music by Mobile Music Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just want to come on out and look at all of these cool vehicles, I highly encourage it. Some people have them painted up like they were back in the good old days. Some people have a lot of fun with it where all of a sudden their car is Lightning McQueen or I don't know. They make something into a Batmobile.
Oh, I love the Batmobile. That's awesome. And not for nothing, but we've lost a handful of our car shows in Wisconsin over the years. We got to celebrate these ones we still have, let them know that we still love having them and appreciating them. I get a kick out of every one of these. I love seeing these old vehicles and everything. It's a lot of fun, and we appreciate all the people that own these vehicles, sharing them with the community and driving around in them. It's going to be a fun event. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. Jill, I wanted to compliment you. I always appreciate the work that you do here with us and the way you are always trying to grow and get better at your job, whether it's on the air with us or the notes or some of the things you're doing in the Rome area. And you had a great idea about highlighting some of the music in the Rome area. I like this. It's a good idea.
Yeah. So as any of our listeners know, Rome is definitely a hot spot for live music in the summer. And instead of listing them one by one, I kind of grouped together the days. So Friday nights, Saturday afternoon / nights, and then Sunday afternoon / nights.
Great idea.
If I'm going a bit too fast and you're like, what day was that or what band? Highly encourage you check out our website. I hope all of these are now updated on the website. If not, then by the time this airs, they will be.
So no worries there.
Okay, starting with Friday nights, May 24th will be the Third Wheel at the Lure Bar and Grill from 7 to 10 p.m. May 31st, Brent Bell and the Boys at the Lure Bar and Grill, 7 to 10 p.m. May 31st, Scott Wilcox at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 10 p.m. June 7th, Dr. Biscuit at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 10 p.m. And June 14th, 90s Jake at Hoozles at the Lakes, 9 to 10 p.m.
All great names. Dr. Biscuit is a great name. That's a great name.
Yeah. Every time I write that, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All great bands, very talented artists. I encourage you to support them. And then there's Saturday afternoon and nights.
Yeah. So May 19th, not 19th, Jillian. May 18th, That 90s Band at the Lure Barn Grill, 7 to 10 p.m. May 25th, Charlie Wiggins at Lake Sherwood Lodge, 3 to 6 p.m. Also on May 25th, the Dirt Road Rebels at the Lure Barn Grill, 7 to 10 p.m. May 25th as well, Karaoke Night Party at Lake Sherwood Lodge. That'll be 7 to 11 p.m. May 25th, again, Rising Phoenix at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 11 p.m. June 1st, Rumors at Lake Sherwood Lodge, 7 to 11. June 1st, Corey Lane at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 10 p.m. June 8th, Elvis and Oldies Music at Lake Sherwood Lodge, 7 to 10 p.m. June 8th, Pacific Coast Highway at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 11 p.m. And then June 15th, Around Town at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 11 p.m.
Nothing but great music. And Jillian, when you started this saying, well, there's a lot of music there, you were kidding.
Yeah.
Like I we talk about this once a month for years now, and I understand, but hearing it all together like that, that's what I think is really going to help a lot of listeners out there and really help these artists. That's what it's about, getting them a good crowd. And we're going to be able to do that. And we'll certainly be touching on a lot of these on our morning shows and the next time we get to hang out together and everything.
Yeah. And I mean, like you heard me mention, all of those May 25th, there's a wide variety of music. So if for some reason you want to listen to certain artists, or you're like, okay, I already heard this person, I want to listen to someone new, there's options.
Yeah. There's a lot of options and a lot of things for you to do in the Rome area. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of lodging, places to eat, plenty of places to be entertained and have some fun. Visit Rome. Enjoy the area, everybody. Jillian, always good talking with you. Yeah. Thank you for the time.
Yeah. Good talking with you, too.
Always wanted to send a big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, sponsoring this half an hour. We appreciate them so much. Be sure to support them. They support us and support our friends at Visit Rome. Find out more. Check out their visitor's guide on there, or find out a way to get the digital guide. Keep up to date on everything Rome related at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine for you right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.